2 months ago, Mr. Greenspan said the economy had hit a soft patch, slowed down because of higher oil and gasoline prices. The slowdown was reflected in lower employment gains and slower gains in retail sales. But the central bank chief says more recent data reveal an economic pickup in August, even though energy prices remain high.
Despite that fact, the underlying structure of the recovery is still there, and in my judgment, were it not for the very sharp rise in oil prices, we would still be seeing some fairly strong growth.
Financial markets interpreted Mr. Greenspan's remarks as evidence that the central bank is likely to again raise short-term interest rates when it holds a policymaking meeting September 21st. Mr. Greenspan appealed to lawmakers to hold down the predicted explosive growth in the budget deficit once the post-World War II baby boom generation begins to draw government health and retirement benefits later this decade. The 78-year-old central banker said Congress must avoid promising financial benefits that it may not be able to deliver. Unless the deficit is narrowed, said Mr. Greenspan, there's a danger of stagflation, a combination of high interest rates and high inflation.
The issue that is probably most, in a practical sense, something we need to avoid is not an unstable breakdown of the system, but significantly higher rates of inflation, inflation premiums embodied in long-term interest rates, and what we used to call, I guess we still would, stagflation.
The U.S. economy last experienced stagflation in the 1970s as a consequence of the two unexpected sharp increases in energy prices. Barry Wood, VOA News,